Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve check number 462567 through 462649. Warrants 7640 through 7644. And 3 journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, March 1st, 2021, and executive session minutes for March 1st, 2021.
Move to approve regular session minutes and executive session minutes for March 1st, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I have that GCR at starting of the year at $5,140,141.78 is now at the end of February at $5,365,642.48. Road and Bridge has funds at the end of February of $13,661,022.85. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund is at $2,176,903 at the end of February. We will be paying the bond payment amount in March. It should be actually in the accounts payable right now. The sewer fund is at $8,084,313.27. And those are going to be the major funds that are getting the sales tax put into.
What was the, what did we start the year with on the law enforcement?
The law enforcement, we started at $1,276,054.37.
And what's the payment roughly?
It's going to be 1.54. Roughly around there. So then we're going to have, I think it might have been higher than that, but in total this year with the interest, it's going to be 1.6. Close to 1.6.
I was thinking 1.6, but that was with the interest.
That was correct. Yeah, that's correct. The second payment as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that we pretty much hit it dead on of what we thought we'd bring in and what the payment was going to be.
We're doing, yes. We're still on the scheduled plan for the budgeted amount for the year.
Okay. Good.
Any other questions from the commission?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Personal property report for February 2021.
Move to enter into record the personal property report on the abatements and add-ons for February 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update.
Picture on that.
The picture on the front, yeah.
Fellow boys holding a chicken?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Willa Williams with University of Missouri Extension. And if you, I gave you an annual report, but I'll cover our monthly reports. And up on the front page of the 4-H one, of course, that's one of our new 4-H members, and that's his chick. So that's the poultry chain project. And that's not something that's common in Missouri, but I really like the program, especially in Taney County. I think it works really well. So we provide chickens, a flock of chicks, to the youth. And in turn, they have to bring three of those chicks to the livestock show. So it helps us build our livestock show, but also it helps provide food to the family. We also gave out seeds that were donated to us for them to start a garden. And these are barred rock chicks, so we gave them 12 of them. So they can have a flock of 12. They just have to bring three back to the livestock show. We auction those off. So if you know of anyone that wants to buy three chickens that are, barred rock is a really good breed of chickens, then that money goes back into the poultry chain project so we can buy the chicks the next year for the youth.
Is this the first year that you've used chickens?
No, a couple of years ago. We didn't do it last year because everything was closed. But the year before, we got meat birds from, you know, what's the place in Cassville? Is it George's? I'm trying to think. Anyway, they donated 25 chicks per youth, but they were meat birds. So pretty much those birds, you have to process them at the end of the 6 to 8 weeks because they just won't survive past that point. And we don't have a processing place around here for people to get their meat processed. So a lot of these kids, especially first time, you know, raising an animal for meat or eggs, they had to process 25 chicks or 20 to 25 all on their own. And so that was pretty tough. A lot of people didn't want to do that. But they are very excited about getting egg layers. So that will provide eggs and protein for their family. And they can keep on, you know, raising them past that 6 weeks or several months so they can keep on having them. Or they can choose to sell them at the end of the year if they want to and make that additional money for their home, too. We even had a family that I gave a bunch of seed to, and they just moved into the area, and they want to start having a garden and providing food. And so they said, you know, maybe this will help us start up our garden and business, too. So it's not just raising the chicks and finding responsibility and everything that goes along with it, but we want to provide our families with food. Most of the Taney County youth are in the Taneyville area that have signed up for this, and we have one family in Walnut Shade that signed up for poultry chain.
I'm just curious, do they lose any of them? I mean, at one point I had chickens, and growing up I was raised on the farm, and it was a challenge to keep them alive with your...
Sometimes they do, and it depends on how good of chicks that you get. You know, hopefully coming from, my mind's just going blank today, Cackle Hatchery. You know, they say they have really good chicks coming from Cackle Hatchery. So that gives them a jump at the beginning. But a couple of years ago, pretty much the families, they might have lost one because they accidentally put the waterer on top of a chick because they're day-old chicks. But other than that, they really didn't lose them. We had one family that was really new to it, and they lost a lot of them because they put them out too early and the raccoons got to the chicks. But it was a lesson. It was a lesson that they didn't want to do chicks again. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about this project. It really built up our livestock show. A lot of families came out to the livestock show a couple of years ago just to show their kids what cows and chickens and goats look like and sheep look like. So I think it's a real benefit to our county to do that. And I'd really like to expand it in coming years too. So you also have the business reports and outlining of all their outreach that they do. You have Jenny Novot's health and nutrition report. On the back of her page, you'll notice that she's invited the council to a couple of different programs. One of them is coming up, the Virtual Cooking Matters. So you can always contact Jenny for that. And you know Tim Schnockenberg, who's our agronomy specialist. I know at this time of year we talk about the forage conferences. That was virtual online. A lot of the things that they do are virtual. There's not going to be a plant sale this year, from what I understand, with the Master Gardeners. So just because it was kind of too early in the season for them to get ready for. And we're just doing a lot of soil samples. People are bringing in soil samples very often right now. It's a good time to do that. So that's what we're keeping busy with. Any questions? Kind of started off with a lot of questions. But
well, I'm sorry. On your virtual cooking, it says teaches low-income adults how to prepare. That's restricted to low-income?
You know, it's. I think that's her target audience, but I don't think you have to be low-income to be a part of that. They are having, it's Mondays, it says, at Faith Community Health Clinic. So that's the target, but I'm sure if somebody else wants to participate, they surely can.
Okay.
And another update, I'm working a lot with Hollister Schools, and we're going to start a student nutrition advisory club with them, and also a Soccer for Success program, and a Youth Futures Outreach, which is a queer awareness program. So we're doing a lot over at the Hollister Schools right now.
I was surprised when you said a while ago about the raising mainly being in Taneyville, because Hollister had the largest group that I was familiar with back a couple of years ago.
Yes, and, you know, in the future, if we could get, you know, the Hollister Schools, and this is open to 4-H members and FFA members, because we can both show at the fair. So this isn't strictly for 4-H, but those are just the ones who said, yes, we'll do it. You know, if we get in good partnership with Hollister and those students want to, they don't have to sign up in 4-H in order to be a part of this. Any other questions?
On your, who produces this?
It's from our office. It's actually from our extension council. And each individual report is sent in from the individual specialist. Now, a lot of the statewide items in there are generated from our state office, yeah. But if you have a question right now or even later about it and I can't answer it, you can always email me and I can look it up and ask questions. We have a really good site that everyone in the state uses, not just MU Extension, called All Things Missouri. So if you want stats on community development, agriculture, youth, families, you can go in there and you can select Taney County. You can select the indicators you want to look for, and it'll generate that report for you. Anything else? Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You might want to note that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Barnabas Foundation Incorporated, CARES Act, Phase 3. I have a letter dated March 4th, 2021 from our county attorney, Mr. Elliott, on the Barnabas Foundation Incorporated.
There might be a question about there was a staffer already had the position and everything, and there's no documentation supporting that.
So I spoke with Jonas, who had reached out to them directly from the review committee, that was an existing employee.
Yes.
That was on staff already. They just provided, along with their work, answers some COVID-related questions. So it definitely doesn't fall under the public safety payroll. I believe it referenced it could go towards economic support should
so that
so decide.
And that's the $29,000 need to be.
Mm-hmm.